Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Rest assured, you'll get your money's worth. We're too show. It has the power, and you got to see the show. It's a dynamo. You got to see the show. It's rock and roll. Oh, right before your eyes. He's a laughter from the sky. And he laughs until he cries. Then he dies, then he dies.
Come inside. Welcome, welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends. The chat room's open. This is your host, the General Gonzo S. Patton. Welcome to another evening of Freedom Outlaw Radio. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank our sponsor, rhinotracker.us. That's R-I-N-O. Tracker.us. The first name in hunting big game for those filthy rhinos in the GOP. If you fail to use Rhino Tracker, then you're just failing, period. Rhinotracker.us. Use it, my friends. I do. Keep track of those nasty rhinos in the GOP. Now, like I said, the chat room's open. Keep your obscenities and extremities inside at all times. I'll try and monitor it for questions. We're going to talk about economics, Obamanomics, failure, and the future. And the future don't look good. Not the immediate future, not the long-term future. Our children and our grandchildren, if we don't make some changes in the immediate future, they are in a bad, bad way. If you have a question tonight, comment, call. Call-in number is 347-857-1197. And if you happen to be a liberal and don't like what I have to say, we have a special number just for you. It's a hotline. Area code 347-857-1197. So, bang a gong. Let's get it on. We are here to talk about Obamanomics. It's failure. The destruction of America by Barack Hussein Obama, the Democrats, and the GOP. This generation and generations to come are screwed. We as a nation are losing our sovereignty to debt, and it isn't going to get better. It is only going to get worse unless we do something about it. And for the last 7 years, we, the American people, have fiddled while America has burned. Obama is the biggest spender in world history, not just American history. The debt ceiling was raised on August 11th, 2011 from $14.299 trillion to $16.394 trillion. As of January 1st, 2013, we reached the limit of the debt ceiling again. That means in 16 short months, the Obama administration, with the help of the Democrats and the Republicans, added $2.1 trillion to the national debt. I would say they spent like drunken sailors, but at least drunken sailors got laid and had a good time. Under Obama, the national debt has increased by 50%. Obama is on track to add another $12 trillion to the national debt by the time he's out of office. Three times more than what George W. Bush added. Under Obama, the national debt now exceeds the entire output of the U.S. economy. Barack Hussein Obama has presided over the only reduction in the national credit rating in the history of the United States of America. Now, I'm not saying that he's a Manchurian candidate and he did this deliberately, but I am saying that if you were a Muslim plant in the White House, what else would you have done differently? But Obama is not the first president in history to produce deficits over $1 trillion. He racked up debt more than all other presidents from George Washington through Bill Clinton combined, though. Once again, I ask you, if you were trying to destroy America, what would you do differently? How far out of control is the debt? During Obama's reign of terror, the national debt has grown more in one day than the deficit for the entire year of 2007. Let that sink in, kiddies. During Obama's reign of terror, the national debt grew more in one day deficit for the entire year of 2007. And George W. Bush was no saint. That man could spend money like no other Republican before him. The national debt is increasing by a mind-boggling $3 million per minute. Think about that. $3 million a minute the national debt is increasing. What in the hell is government spending that money on? At that rate, I expect to have a new Cadillac STS filled with cocaine delivered to my door at least once a year. For crying out loud. They keep cutting our military. They keep cutting other spending programs. And these cheese dicks can't get anything else right? What are they doing with our money? It is inexplicable to me. I don't understand it. You can't eat enough Kobe beef and hold enough state dinners to spend at that rate. And I'm sorry, you can't get Michelle Obama replumbed enough and get her laser hair removed enough to spend that kind of money. The U.S. credit rating has been downgraded for the first time in history. With Obama's re-election, we have seen more debt ceiling increases, and I suspect more credit downgrades to come. The net worth of the average American is down a whopping 40%. And I can personally vouch for that. Look in your retirement accounts. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, household income has fallen under Obama, and it's averaging about $4,000 a year dropping. The housing collapse is worse than at the peak of the Great Depression and still getting worse. Unemployment was over 8% for an unimaginable 43 consecutive months. That's more months of unemployment over 8% than all the presidents from Harry Truman to George W. Bush combined. According to economist John Williams of ShadowStats.com, if you factor in all the short and long-term discouraged workers and all those working part-time because they cannot find full-time employment, thank you, Obamacare, because now anything over 28 hours a week is considered full-time, and they have to give you benefits. The real unemployment rate is astounding. The real unemployment rate is over 20%, higher than most years during the Great Depression. But Barack Milhouse Hussein Obama is cooking the books. The employment rate under Obama has been under 59% for over 40 months in a row. That means more than 41% of those capable of working are not employed. It makes you wonder how the jobless rate reported by the government and the old left media can be improving. If the employment rate under Obama has been under 59% for over 40 months, how in the hell can the jobless rate be reported as improving? Since Obama has been president, over 8.5 million Americans have dropped out of the workforce. The labor force participation rate among men is the lowest since the government began measuring it in 1948. In 1950, 80% of all working age men had a job versus today when only 65% are working. Over 100 million working age Americans don't have jobs. There's only 308 million people in our country. 12.5 million are officially listed as unemployed. Added to almost 88 million of working age listed simply as not working. Now, as my father would say, I'm no genius, but not working and unemployed is the same damn thing. So if you have 12.5 million unemployed and 88 million not working, those numbers add together to be over 100 million that are either officially unemployed or officially not working. The average unemployed worker has been out of a job for over 40 weeks. At the peak of the early 80s deep recession, with unemployment reported by the government at close to 11%, the highest average length of unemployment was 21 weeks. If you gathered all the unemployed people in America in one place, they would constitute the 68th largest country in the world. The U.S. has roughly the same number of jobs today as it had in the year 2000, but the population is well over 30 million larger, and we keep playing Red Rover, Red Rover, send your illegal aliens on over. To get back to the civilian employment to population ratio we had in 2000, we would have to gain 18 million jobs. And yet the EPA keeps adding millions of regulations a year that kill jobs. The Obama administration, the Democratic Party, and the GOP do nothing to stop it. According to a report released by the National Employment Law Project, higher wage industries are accounting for 40% of the job losses in America. 40% of the job losses are coming from higher wage industries. Only 14% of the job growth is going to those industries. Lower wage industries are accounting for 49% of the job growth. Why do you think the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Congress, and Obama are so hot to trot on playing Red Rover, Red Rover, bring the illegal alien on over? It's because of all of the job growth in the lower income job spectrum. It is beyond disgusting that these people have been pulling the wool over the eyes of the American people and the American taxpayer for so damn long. And people just don't seem to get it. And I see here that we have a question out of the chat room that says, have any presidential candidates said they would balance the budget? Well, unfortunately, balancing the budget at this point would be like a 90-year-old woman getting a boob job. It wouldn't really matter because we would balance the budget while we were so far in the ditch economically that we would never be able to right the ship. If we fixed our household budget while every year we were still behind the eight ball, $60,000 in debt, we could never dig ourselves out of debt as a household. If we're $18 trillion in debt as a government and have $300 trillion in unfunded liabilities, balancing the budget is great, but it does nothing about the debt or the unfunded liabilities. We have work to do. Percent of all college graduates in America under age 25 are unemployed or underemployed. They have learned to say things like, did you want that supersize? Would you like fries with that? Black unemployment is at a staggering 25%. The first biracial president in the history of the United States has done a tremendous job for the people that helped put him in office. He has made it so that they don't work. When have you heard that trumpeted in the old left media? Obama received over 99% of his votes from the black women, despite the fact that overall unemployment improved during the first term, African-American unemployment continued to go higher. In 1965, one out of every 50 Americans was on Medicaid. Today, approximately one out of every six Americans is on Medicaid. Don't believe me? Visit your local emergency room on a Friday night. Medicare faces an unfunded liability of almost $40 trillion. That's $328,000 per household. Over 100 million Americans are getting some form of welfare. That's almost one out of every three Americans. And that doesn't include Social Security or Medicare. One-sixth of all personal income in the U.S. is now provided by the government. Let that number sink in. One-sixth of all personal income in the United States of America is now provided by the government. Almost 57% of all children in the U.S. are living in poverty or is defined as low income, according to the National Center for Children in Poverty. 36.4% of all children that live in Philadelphia live in poverty. 40.1% of all children in Atlanta are living in poverty. 52.6% of all children in Cleveland are living in poverty. And 53.6% of all children in Detroit are living in poverty. And I say anybody living in those cities are just living in stupidity. I visited them all. Shame on you. For the first time in history, over 1 million public school students are homeless. Shame on you, parents. Get a job. Free meals at school now cost taxpayers over $11 billion a year. Once again, shame on you, parents. And now we have presidential candidates like Bernie Sanders and Hillary Dead Body Clinton saying, they want to give more free stuff away, and they're going to take stuff away from the rich people to give it to the poor people. If you took away 90% of the wealth and taxes and income of those who are working class Americans and above and gave it to the working poor and the non-working poor alike in America, you still couldn't fund these idiots' giveaway programs and pay off our unfunded liabilities. Margaret Thatcher was right. The problem with socialism is you eventually run out of other people's money. It's great to feel good and want to help other people. Hillary, if you're listening, Bernie, if you're out there, you want to feel good? Give me half your money. Don't give it to anybody else. Don't give it to your campaign. Give it to me. Because you're way better off financially than I am. So just kick down some bucks to me. Kick down some ducats to General Gonzo S. Patton. I'll spread them around to people that are working. I'll purchase things that will stimulate economic growth. So kick down some money to me. I'll be my personal stimulus program. Total student loan debt is now over $1 trillion with defaults at record levels because people have discovered that a degree in women's studies doesn't pay for squat. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, in the third quarter of 1980, under the failed presidency of Jimmy Carter, there were 76,885 delinquent mortgages. Shockingly, in the second quarter of 2012, under President Obama, there were only 3,107,247 delinquent mortgages. I figured that number would be a hell of a lot higher. Almost half of all Americans don't even have $500 in savings. Raise your hands, those of you in the audience that have more than that. In the World Economic Forum's rank of global competitiveness, the U.S. has fallen 4 years in a row under Obama. Guess what? With this asshat's economic policy, we're going to continue that free fall. And with the reality of Obamacare digging into our economics, polls show 83% of all doctors are thinking of retiring just at the time when they're adding 30 million new patients to the rolls of Obamacare. Yay! Things are only going to get worse. I see we have a question in the chat room. How many federal departments would I eliminate? Well, I don't know off the top of my head, but I can guess that somewhere between 30 and 60, I know that we would get rid of both of the DOEs, the Department of Energy, which was started by Jiminy Carter to get our energy consumption brought in by foreign sources under 10%, and it's grown to 75%, and we get rid of the Department of Education because we're taking money from local education departments, bringing it to the federal government, and then trickling back some and skimming a whole bunch off the top. I'm running out of time. About to lose my on-air time, and it's time to say good night and God bless. Thank you all for listening. We're going to come back and revisit this And I'm probably going to take a look at which programs we can cut, because that was a damn fine question. And there are some damn fine people that need to be laid off in the federal government. Yes, I'm looking at some of you right now. So, we'll be back on Thursday. In the meantime, General Gonzalez Patton says, pack your shit, Skippy, because you're going to be hitting the bricks.
The corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looked so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice, and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young singer, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me, and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got now there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.